Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. The nation's midsection is in the grip of bitter, record-breaking cold. CBS meteorologist Jessica Birch.
It's impacting millions with very frigid air as it sweeps throughout all the central U.S. throughout this afternoon.
Near whiteout conditions reported in some places, including Kansas City, Missouri. Good news for ASAP Rocky.
Find the defendant, Rocky Mayers.
The rapper found not guilty at his shooting trial in Los Angeles. He'd been facing the possibility of decades in prison. An update on the 88-year-old Pope, who's been in a hospital in Rome since Friday, being treated for pneumonia in both lungs. CBS's Seth Doan.
What we understand right now is that he slept well. He got up this morning. He had breakfast. We understand from a Vatican source that he's breathing on his own, that he does not have any heart problems. And he's not just in bed. He's able to get up and get into an armchair there in the room.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. It's Brower and Bauman in a race to replace Brostoff. Yesterday's primary election for Milwaukee's 3rd District Common Council seat saw Alex Brower and Daniel Bauman emerge as the top two candidates from a field of eight. Brower, president of the Milwaukee Substitute Teachers Association, got almost 29% of the votes, while Bauman, a former aide to Mayor Cavalier Johnson, got almost 28%. The two candidates will now appear on the April 1st general election ballot. In the state superintendent race, Brittany Kinzer and incumbent Jill Underly advanced to April. Water crews in Milwaukee were working late into the night to fix a problem with flow. A water main break on Milwaukee's east side caused significant flooding yesterday afternoon. An entire city block of parked cars became encased in ice. Milwaukee Water Works crews worked into the morning to repair the damage, with other methods employed to try to unfreeze the frozen cars. In his budget address last night, Governor Tony Evers proposed a $119 billion spending plan. The spending over 2 years would aim to cut taxes for the middle class while raising taxes on the wealthiest.
Wisconsinites need a leg up to be able to finally get ahead on utility bills, on child care costs, on groceries, medication, and doctor visits, and everything in between. And we've got a plan to do just that.
The Evers budget includes a $3 billion investment in K-12 schools, $865 million for the UW system, and initiatives to lower health care costs. Despite the governor's proposals, Republican legislators have signaled their intentions to ignore much of Evers' budget and create their own version. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Badgers over Illinois at the Kohl Center, 95-74. Head coach Greg Gard on his guys drawing fouls and converting to points at the free throw line.
Obviously, 13 free throws, it seemed like there was more. We shot 77%, felt like we shot 50, but only two turnovers the second half. That was important. Thought we got a little loose, a little sloppy the first half. You know, this team just gets better as games go on. They figure out opponents and fun team to coach.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominating Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. NFL, Jordan Love with an Instagram post with fiance Ronica Stone saying the Pack will bounce back next season. Would he like to see a veteran receiver added to the team?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. It doesn't matter who we got, you know what I mean? That's the beauty of the game is you got a new draft class coming in, so you got to find ways with the guys you have in that building. If we add a guy, we add a guy. If we don't, we don't. So we'll see.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze here this week. Partly sunny. Slight improvement today, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 5 below and 15 below. A low of 7 tonight with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few flurries. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 24. Right now, it's 5 below.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It is Wisconsin Wednesday. We're talking budgets, ballots, the Birkebeiner, and billionaires. Don't miss it. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm blessed to be here, man. Another great day. It's Wednesday, man. How you feeling, Earl?
I'm doing fine, man. You know, you can almost tell the difference outside. In 6 or 7 degrees. I mean, it's not that big a difference, but maybe it's just all in our minds.
I feel like that too, though, but I'm still going to keep my pockets or my hands in my pockets.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, so, you know, I was watching some young people yesterday.
Okay.
And they were wearing these things called skinny jeans. I don't know.
I don't want to.
Robert, you might know a little something about skinny jeans. I don't know anything, you know. And they can't get their hands all the way in their pockets because they're wearing skinny jeans. Hey, man, no gloves, hoodies. Hey, it must be nice to be young because you can get away with it. But anyway, it's Wednesday.
Skinny jeans. I ain't had skinny jeans in over 40 years.
So it's Wednesday, and that means I'm joined by at least one member of the crew of Get the Lead Out, and that's Robert Miranda. Hey, good morning to you, Robert. Where's the rest of the crew, man?
Oh, today Dr. Yana and Paul are in Washington, D.C. doing some important work. They wished everyone a wonderful week, and we're very sorry not to be here today, but they will be on next week for sure.
Yeah, you know, Robert, we got a special guest, Mr. Derek Beyer. Good morning to you, young man. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I can refer to him as a young man, Robert, because he doesn't have his hair is still all one color. His beard, his hair, you know.
I don't wear skinny jeans either.
So listen, guys, it's serious business, as always, Robert. Here we've got, you know, a situation happening in this nation that is serious business, and we've got a man, two people in place, mm-hmm. that are really dismantling all of the things, excuse me, that safety nets for the American people. And they're doing it to people who voted for them. You can imagine if they're going to do it to the people who voted for them, what they do to the rest of the people. And all I can do, Robert, is talk about in the city where we live. Man, coming towards this winter, I saw people out, man, working like busy beavers replacing lead laterals, man. I mean, it was you know, just what you had envisioned and others, what we wanted to see. And it was happening, right? It wasn't what we had heard from the mayor 70 years it would take to do that work. We were watching this happen before our eyes. And now there's a man in office who's taking all that away, man. You say what?
Well, you know, it's not just this man. It's the billionaire class that is supporting him. These billionaires are dead set in raking in all those taxes back into their pockets. You know, Musk especially, you know, that guy, my understanding is that he pays out about $10 billion or more in taxes. And he wants to bring that back into his pocket. You know, this guy has aspirations to be the world's first trillionaire.
Yeah, it's true.
And he wants to have the government fund his SpaceX programs and live off the government dime instead of investing his own money to achieve that. And so in order to give this guy his opportunity and for the government to pay for his corporation's abilities to achieve what he wants without him paying a dime out of his pocket, he's going to strip the rest of us of all of our safety nets and all of the programs that help create stability in this country, social stability. And, you know, for him, I'm good to go for me. Damn the rest of you people.
You know, Robert, the tragedy in it is, you know, the numbers. You have been at the vanguard fighting for the lead problem in the city of Milwaukee, and city of Milwaukee being one of the highest ranking cities with lead poison in to children. And we were watching this change happen. Yep. And we know now that the halt is going to be there, right? I was at an event the other day with the county executive. And he was talking about the impact of what he sees already, where dollars have stopped coming into the county. Well, you know, the county has a budget of $1.4 billion, and it covers a lot of different things, and there are many people, Robert, if it wasn't for the county, you know, in this country, in this city, probably couldn't make it, right? I mean, people
a lot
living,
of struggling people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of struggling people out there. A lot of people working 2-3 jobs. A lot of people wearing down because they're working 2-3 jobs. You know, they need help. And, you know, when you're working that much, your body can only take so much. And, you know, you start to wear out and you start to burn out. And so, you know, when you put that kind of stress on people's lives and take away their ability to be at home and nurture their kids and do what needs to be done to raise a family that becomes more productive in our society. You take away all that. Then you get more chaos in the streets, more underachieving in the schools. It's a dichotomy that these people in power today don't care about. All they care about is how they're going to bring the money back that helps families in this country back into their pockets.
You know, Robert, in this instance, we're talking about the fact that they were addressing the lead issue.
Right.
And they're interrupting that.
Right.
Donald Trump's goal and Elon Musk's goal is to stop it.
Right.
And right in midstream, Robert, holes dug, but now they put a halt on work and they don't even, and they're not going to be able. Your thoughts, man, about, you know, and making sure that people in this audience understand what's at stake when children are exposed to lead.
What's at stake is their health. You know, I mean, it's not just children's health, but also adults. that are also going to be impacted health-wise by this. You know, this is coming at a time when he not only wants to cut all these other social programs, but he's also looking at cutting Medicare and Medicaid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know, and you know, when you put, again, stress like that in communities, when you have people being poisoned by lead who are going to eventually need medical help, and there's nowhere for them to get the help when their wallets and their bank accounts don't allow for them to pay for that, you have many, many people out there who are going to be walking around in our community sick, who are going to be walking around in our community unable to work because they are sick. And this is a tragedy. This is just unheard of in the world's most richest country that we're moving in this direction. It's crazy.
You know, Derek, you're a former teacher in Milwaukee Public Schools. Tell us a little bit about the stories, you know, and the things that you saw take place.
Yeah, absolutely, Earl. So I've been in the Get the Lead Out Coalition since its inception. So it's been some years now. But what really fired me up on this issue was my experience in the public schools. I was a teacher at Bayview High School for 3 years. That's a school that has some disproportionate, you know, socioeconomic issues, high levels of students on IEPs or special education. And you could talk to any experienced special education teacher in the city, and they'll tell you that in those IEPs, you'll see lead. So it's kind of a known issue by people working in these buildings. To add to that experience, though, you know, and I taught in the alternative education department there, some night school. So, you know, I was dealing with a lot of our students that, as Robert was saying, just don't have much room, if any, to fall back, or they really need these supports you guys were mentioning. So around 2017, as I was kind of getting educated with this lead issue, news broke that MPS had done a citywide testing of water specifically. And in those tests, that, you know, this article, it can be Googled pretty easily. In those tests, they found rampant water. And to add to that, one of the bubblers that I sent students to every day and drank from as I walked into the class, just like anyone else, they had to put a filter on that for high levels of lead. They had a sink in the, it's like an old science room. That sink was just spewing high amounts of lead. So, you know, you're thinking about those people now, not just some numbers. You know, we know we're higher than the national average as is, but now you're putting things together like these struggling students, you know, who need to be going to a building that's safe. You know, that bottom line, like civilization 101, should not be harming their health just to get a sip of water. And so that's kind of where I'm coming at. And there's like a passion that adds to it when it's personal.
You know, Robert, and I want you to respond to this on the other side. Mark says, if there was a true lead poisoning crisis, you'd have people lining up with health issues. This whole thing is a scapegoat. You know, the ignorance and inhumane realities of people, they frustrate me, you know, to the end, Robert, that somebody who is not around it and may be blessed that his children aren't exposed to that, doesn't have enough humanity in himself that he can make statements like that. Robert, I give you a chance to respond. 855-752-4842. You're tuned in to Get the Lead Out on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
yes.
with what it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by my good friend Robert Miranda, Get the Lead Out, and also Mr. Derek Beyer of Get the Lead Out. And you know, when a guy makes a statement like this person, Mark, who is so uncaring, And even more so, Robert, ill-informed.
Right.
A guy who really does not know.
Right.
And so he chimes in. If there was true lead poisoning crisis, you'd have people lining up with health issues. This whole thing is a scapegoat. Hey, Mark, there are people with health issues throughout this nation, and it is because of lead poisoning. Hey man, Google lead poisoning, and you constantly talk about how smart you are, and how many degrees you have. Well, you know, a degree doesn't make you smart, and you're a perfect example of somebody with letters behind his name who's not a very bright person, because you can make stupid statements like the one you just made. Robert, you want to respond to that?
That's exactly right. You're spot on. You know, people like Mark are very short-sighted. They make comments that are uninformed. And, you know, these people like Mark are the people that Trump and Musk cater to. These are the people that they seek out, you know, the poorly informed, the poorly educated. Like Trump said, he loved the poorly educated because he plays on their ignorance. And, you know, Mark's personal ignorance is based on his inability to, as you say, not care about the rest of the community. He only cares about himself and what he sees around him. And that blinds him to how what is going on around in society will eventually impact him personally. And until it smacks him upside the head and cracks his gourd open wide so his brain can get some oxygen, right? Then he'll start to realize, oh, that is a serious problem. But see, his statement just shows his ignorance. And, you know, lead is a toxin, a poison, that many peer-reviewed studies out there show does impact behavioral issues with children, does impact the educational achievements of children. Many peer-reviewed studies out there show that lead plays a role in crime in our streets. There are many studies out there. So Mark talking that nonsense that he talks just basically illustrates exactly his ignorance and shows that he, like others like him, have no clue about what they're talking about and just spew their nonsense into the public arena only to expose more of their ignorance and stupidity.
You know, Derek, you educator, especially special ed, when you look at all the children who are diagnosed in our society now, special ed, it wasn't, it's worse than it's ever been. And as you stated, you see the statistics, and many of them, you see lead has played a role in their lack of development. Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. It's safe to say that. Now, there's clearly health records laws, HIPAA laws that we can't
right.
just open up the books and all that. But definitely, in Bayview, for example, I believe the year I left, it was 2015. There was about 35%, give or take,
wow.
of the whole population of the students that had special education IEPs. And within those IEPs, I wasn't special education. I want to be clear. I was alternative ed, a little different. But I served those kids and would sit in those meetings. And when I got involved with lead, I obviously stay in touch with my former colleagues. And lead, they were really pushing that issue to the forefront to my head that this, we don't want to say this is what did it, but it's a symbol of everything, right? Like Robert said, lead is, there's UWM research that says it correlates to violence. It correlates to a learning outcomes. And so it is disappointing to still hear people like Mark or whoever that is kind of downplay the seriousness when there's mountains of research. We've had presidential visits on just lead here in this city. I personally have kind of moved on from the haters, Earl. It's not
right.
my time. I think most of this city wants this toxin removed, and it's kind of just the Roman Empire knew that this had to be done. So I've kind of just put these people kind of to the wayside. This issue continues to move forward, in my opinion.
You know, I think it's very well said, Derek and Robert. I wish I could let it roll off my back like that. It's probably, a lot more advantageous to do it from that perspective than to let it get under your skin. But just the fact, man, that babies and children through no fault of their own, man, okay, they had nothing to do with it.
Right.
And people who are poor in this society are still American citizens, and they have equal value. I don't care what the people with money say. They have equal value in this society because, number one, first, they're human beings. Number two, they're Americans. And nowhere I've read does it say anything about, the poor Americans' lives are less valuable than the rich Americans. That mentality has to be challenged. So guys, hang on. 855-752-4842. Robert Miranda and Derek Beyer of Get the Lead Out Coalition, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An alderman for Waukesha's 15th district was arrested this week for allegations of stalking. The arrest of Corey Payne comes less than 2 years after he was sentenced to probation for hitting a kid. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley says the alleged action is a serious crime and should be fully investigated. 40 degrees by early next week and maybe rain. The cold weather advisory sticks around for a little bit today, but then a warm-up takes place. It'll be in the 30s for the weekend, up near 40 on Monday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A handful of school referendums were on the ballot last night across the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
After a record-setting year for school referendums in 2024, there were only five on the ballot in Tuesday's primary. Voters in the districts of Mauston, Waterford Union, Tomahawk, and Northland Pines easily passed referendums. Mauston, facing possible dissolution if its referendum failed, saw its $7 million plan pass by a 2-to-1 margin. However, Kenosha voters rejected a five-year, $115 million proposal. 89 school referendums are on the April 1st spring election ballot.
A request from the Waterford Union High School District in Racine County passed. In the state superintendent race, Brittany Kinzer and incumbent Jill Underly advanced to April. We're learning more about how Milwaukee County is using a part of over $100 million in opioid settlement money. County health officials have introduced an overdose dashboard. It's an online data tool compiling information on fatal and non-fatal overdoses from county agencies. The initiative is one of several approaches the county says they're taking to address the opioid crisis, including making sure Narcan is available along with treatment options. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Sklenar, who shared the big screen with Lively and Baldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze here this week. Partly sunny, slight improvement today, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 5 below and 15 below. A low of 7 tonight with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a few flurries. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 24. Right now, it's 5 below.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Jane has jury duty, but I, Greg Bach, am your host, and we have Pat Kreitlow at 10:30 and Sean Rowland, who is a Milwaukee County supervisor, talking about why he ran for office. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Bye.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend Robert Miranda of Get the Lead Out. And we've also been joined by Mr. Derek Beyer, also of Get the Lead Out Coalition. Before we go to the phone lines, Robert, you know, you've been fighting this battle how many years now, man?
We started in 2015, so it's almost 10 years now.
And I remember when you started and the fight and the lies and the distortions and the allegations against your character and all those things that people who clearly didn't want the truth to get out.
Right.
Yeah, and we still have people like that.
Yep.
And so what are they, what is there to gain, Robert, by you know, not wanting the truth, especially, you know, I understand government. They've got a reason. They've got some financial reasons that they don't want the truth to come out for. But average citizens.
Well, you know, the average citizen is unaware a lot about all this stuff. It's not something that they hear about all the time. So it gets them by surprise, and they tend to question. I could understand them. I could understand the average citizen questioning and doubting and suspecting and wanting to see that the proof of what I was saying during those times is real and it is truthful. It's the people who know that are the danger to this community, that are the danger to our society. They know different. They know better, and they know the truth. But rather than move forward with the truth, they'd rather attack the messenger with the truth. And they do that because most of these people tend to want to curry favor with power. And they want power to see them as an ally to power. And so those people are the people that mostly come out and try to assassinate one's character, try to diffuse and destroy the message that's being put out there, that are the most hideous and insidious in our community. Those are the people who do a disservice to the average citizen who simply wants to get the information, decipher it, and come up with their own opinion or come up with their own thoughts on it, but are polluted because of the nonsense being spewed by the people who really know the truth and just want to hide the truth because it carries favor with the power structure of the city. And it puts them in a good position to eventually go run and get the grants that they're going to be wanting. You know, I mean, bottom line, it's about power and economics for those people. And, you know, when they go out and try to dismiss me, I don't waste my time with them, because you keep spending time with them, you're going to take away from the message. And so what I do is I keep moving the message forward, and eventually it goes past them, and then they have to dust float away and let you pass by.
All right.
And so that's why I don't care about what those people have to say.
All right, let's go to David. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to just point out a couple of things. I brought this up to you previously and to your guests in the past. There's a reason why leaded gasoline was banned back in 1996.
Right.
And we have unleaded gasoline today. So I would suggest that person who texted you or emailed you read up on that information. Number two, and I'm sure you're very well aware, Earl, a few days ago, Milwaukee Public Schools, multiple schools now, in addition to talking about lead in the water, you know, previously to 1978 with paint, You know, there was lead in paints. And it turns out that multiple schools have had extremely way off the chart high levels of lead dust on the floors and the windowsills. There's pictures of urban Milwaukee. And I'm shocked. And it's, I don't know why, I don't know what MPS is doing, but I would immediately have those kids removed from those schools, from even walking in those schools, and put them in, you know, schools that have a lower enrollment right now until that's fully corrected, because there's been multiple kids, from what I read, that actually have lead poisoning. And so I hope the new superintendent takes some action on that. I know they're correcting the problem, but in the process, while they're doing that, they really shouldn't even be in there until it's, you know, resolved and completed when the project is done.
All right, David, thank you very much for the call. Derek, you were in Milwaukee Public Schools. You were an educator there. And your thoughts on what Dave said?
Well, yeah, once again, this is a issue that kind of didn't pop up just in the news, you know, in this past few weeks. It's been going on kind of for a long time, many years. Those buildings are being patched together, you could say. There's, I believe, that master facilities report that MPS has to do for the state. There's like billions of dollars of deferred maintenance on these buildings. Lead hazards aside, you know, I remember almost burning my leg in the teacher's restroom because of the radiator, you know, was like held up against just crazy stuff that people don't understand unless they are inside these places.
Well, the buildings are some of them 100 years old, man, 80, 90 years old.
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of common sense 101. You go in there, you clean out the hazards. These are places of learning, and here we are still here. And I just wanted to add as well that we need to stop looking at this issue as like some sunk cost. You know, this is an investment in the health of children. It's something civilized societies should want to do, and we certainly can do it, I think, no matter what the politics above us dictate. You
know? Hey, further the discussion on what David was bringing up, this issue with what is currently happening with MPS is also mimicking a lot of what took place when we first started moving on the issue with the water. And right now, there are parents who are organizing because these parents have seen a real concerted effort to misinform and be in the middle of a lot of contradictory statements being made by the city health department and MPS. And so the parents organized, and fortunately for MPS children, the parents are taking the lead because they are not convinced that what is being done currently with the situation at MPS is being handled correctly. And David is absolutely right in regards to those children should be removed, because just recently they found that Golden Meier once again has still lead dust issues that were not remediated properly. And so, you know, here the parents are being told by the health department on one hand that the schools are safe enough, but then we just find out yesterday, really, that now they got to go back in and do more mitigating work of the lead dust issues. And, you know, it goes to the fact that when government and bureaucracies of institutions like MPS are more concerned about smashing the issue and removing the issue from the news, the ones that get caught in the middle of all this are the children in the schools who have to suffer the politics of what is happening today at MPS. And these parents are organizing. They are asking serious questions. They have a petition out there demanding on MPS and the health department to do things for them. And so we suggest that people look for lead safe schools and get in touch with those parents,
because these parents need support and your help.
Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning to you. Thanks for taking my call. What a very important issue. And thanks, guys, for keeping it alive and well and into the ear of the American public. You know, public infrastructure has been ignored for decades. The lead issue is just one of many examples. We know, Mark, the caller, that lead poisoning equals deficit disorders, arrested development. We know that the youngest children are exposed the most and they have the most impact. We also know that we have a 54% satisfactory reading level, fifth grade, sixth grade. There's signs of the impact all over the place. But here's my problem. Because it's an expensive fix, and most of the poisoning is in the urban areas, again, the Congress just doesn't take care of the people anymore. They got money for bailout, whether it be savings and loans or Wall Street. They have money for quantitative easing, trillions of dollars for COVID loans, but yet something as critical, as important, and it impacts the youngest and most exposed in our populace. This is just another example of Congress turning a blind eye because we the people are not in control. The corporates and
right.
banks own us.
Right.
This is it. It couldn't be better. So I'd like to end the call by this way. There are so many core issues. Again, the public infrastructure, whether it's education, healthcare, whether it's lead poisoning, we must get back behind the wheel of our republic. Otherwise,
right.
all this is going to go away, and we're going to be fighting for crumbs, you and me.
Right.
Hey, Mike, well said as always, my friend. Robert, you want to respond to Mike?
He's absolutely right. We've allowed our government to be shanghaied by the billionaire, multimillionaire class. And they bought the politicians and the politicians who are working for them, not for the people. They're working for individuals who are feeding their campaign trough and doing their bidding. And that's very, very obvious in today's government, especially under Trump. These individuals who are saying they're out here cleaning waste and fraud in government are putting out lies, to make the people who are like Mark believe that they're doing what they say they're doing. And that's not the truth. I mean, you're not going to convince me that there have been tens or hundreds of thousands of people claiming Social Security to be over 150 years old. Okay. That's not happening. And to claim that millions more were probably dead collecting Social Security, you know, people forget funeral homes have to submit an SSA 741 form in order to report the death and do the death certificate that the Social Security Administration gets. So, you know, all these lies right now coming from Trump and his boy Muskie need to be challenged by the politicians who, like Bernie Sanders and others, who say they're not part of the billionaire class trough.
Hey, Robert, was that a Freudian slip? 855-967-2789. It's Wednesday. That means Get the Lead Out Coalition with my good friend Robert Miranda.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested.
Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshauer joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Get the Let Out with Robert Miranda and Derek Beyer are on board. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Hey, Karina, how you doing? You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know what? This is a big problem. This is a huge problem. Because the kids are a future, and there's this is not funny. And I'm thinking we have a governor who are coming from education. We have a superintendent right now, race, and I think that the right thing to do and transparent thing to do is to have a recommendation and actual obligation and mandatory newsletter coming in out of every school. What is the level of a lead in school today for at least once a month? And the parents can decide whether they want to have their schooling kids change or homeschooling, online schooling. I don't care what it is. But the thing is, we all pay taxes for our schools. We all sending our kids and trusting them that they will not gonna at least harm them, okay? And I want my child to be able to have an opportunity to study, not poison.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, Corinna, thank you very much for the call. Brendan, you say what?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Republicans have been waging a class war for decades now, slowly chipping away, and Trump is now the ultimate one to push it to the past the line. What they didn't plan on was when they split up Americans into classes, the class that all voted for Trump thinking that their Cheerios were going to be cheaper are now the people that they're kind of taking a big, huge political dump on. And what's going to end up happening is these folks are finally starting to wake up slowly but surely. Other than those that just have racial hatred, well, we're never going to get them, and we don't want them anyway. Let them sit in wherever they're sitting. But the long run is going to be that the people that are going to school and their kids do have lead pipes in there and old paint and aren't getting proper school equipment. These are the people that are going to rise up against this government. And people need in their communities to start putting lessons together, helping kids learn the true history of our country. That's what needs to happen. Communities have to come together and put the missing pieces of the puzzle for the kids together. That's all it is.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. So Robert, where the battle continues, it doesn't matter with you and Derek and the others who are on the vanguard, whether it's Donald Trump or Ronald Reagan or George Bush, it doesn't matter. You're going to keep fighting.
Well, you have to keep fighting, and you fight shoulder to shoulder with the parents of these schools as well. And to your last caller, I believe it was Katrina, she should look up Lead Safe Schools and be involved with the parents there. These parents are organizing the way we all can learn from that. This is exactly what is needed, parent power to come forward and demand the kind of things that Katrina was mentioning.
You know, Robert, it's not just the schools that have lead.
Right. It's the houses. Yeah. Lead is everywhere.
And it's in businesses. It's in the older buildings now. It's everywhere, right?
Exactly.
Restaurants is everywhere.
It's a toxin that we as a society need to push our government to remove. Lead can be removed. It can. But instead of doing that, our governments, from local to federal, rather put their priorities and their monies to building up Camelots and stadiums and creating vanity projects to beautify the Camelots that they have built, skyscrapers, all of that to support venture capitalism and billionaire class that doesn't want to use their own money but tax dollars to support their projects of making profit for them. And we got to get on top of that and say, enough of this.
Hey, Robert. You know? Hey, we got to run. Man, thank you as always. See you in a week. Hey, Derek, thank you. It's good seeing you again, man. We'll certainly have you back. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome stand-up comedian Jeff Kane and writer-director of the film January, Nathan Demming, who discusses his barnstorming tour of the state. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. It's a wintry Wednesday for people in the nation's midsection waking up to sub-zero temperatures. John Reither stopped at a store in Morganton, North Carolina to buy a shovel.
When we moved out from Massachusetts, I gave it away because I didn't think I'd need it, and here I am buying another one now. My wife said, you shouldn't throw that away. You might need it later. And she was right.
This woman in Virginia sharing her thoughts on the Trump administration's push to downsize the federal government.
I just don't understand how all this can happen and there's no control over it. And we've got people in the Oval Office now that aren't politicians that have no right to be making these decisions.
Money from last month's fire aid concert now being distributed to Southern Californians who lost their homes in the wildfire. CBS News LA's Leslie Marine.
We're talking about $50 million going to more than 100 local organizations doing everything from helping displaced families, providing legal aid.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.